The coronavirus is impacting certain communities more than others, and in some parts of the world, the outbreak is even stoking sectarian tension. In India, some people are blaming Muslims for the spread of COVID-19. The world's Rupa Shenoy reports.
When the coronavirus hit, India was coming off some of the worst rioting in decades. Police were accused of standing by while mobs of Hindu men attacked Muslim neighborhoods, burning, looting, and beating Muslims in the streets.
And nothing was done by the government. No one was held to account. There were no criminal charges.
Mubasher Tazamal is a London-based researcher with Georgetown University. In addition to the anti-Muslim violence, she says there was an uptick in online Islamophobia starting in mid-March. That's when the first known coronavirus super spreader event happened in India. It was an annual conference in New Delhi held by an international Muslim missionary group called the Tablighi Jamaat. More than 1,000 people from several countries traveled to be there, and apparently some were infected. Some traveled domestically, and outbreaks followed across the country.
So what far-right media, even mainstream media, online, voices have done is use this instant to kind of support their theory that this is a sinister plot devised, planned by Muslims to target the wider population.
India continues to see a surge in coronavirus cases linked to the Tablighi Jamaat event. As the cases rise, Maulana Saad, the Amir of the Tablighi Jamaat, is still at large. On Monday, the Delhi
They are taking this into criminal proceedings, accusing the imam, the leaders of the organization, of criminal intent.
Bigoted hashtags like Corona Jihad started trending online. Now, Tazamal says, many people in India believe there's a Muslim conspiracy to spread the virus. Doctors, nurses, and social workers who've tried to go into neighborhoods to help have been chased away or pelted with rocks. People suspect they're Muslims, bringing the disease.
They're being attacked, so they're afraid to go into certain areas because people believe these theories that these are the people responsible for spreading the virus.
At the same time, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a Hindu nationalist, is appealing to Hindu beliefs in his response to the virus.
Namaskar. Corona, vaishvik mahamari ke khilaf.
He made this speech at 9 a.m. He asked people to turn off their lights and light lamps at 9 p.m. for 9 minutes. University of Massachusetts Amherst professor Banu Subramaniam says that request was full of references to ancient Hindu scriptures called the Vedas.
It's all over the web. People giving Vedic science explanations for the power of nine that Mr. Modi is unleashing against the coronavirus.
There have been a lot of suggested Vedic treatments and Hindu explanations for the coronavirus.
So, for example, drinking cow urine. Someone also claimed that the coronavirus is actually an angry punishment for non-vegetarians because the claim is that this emerged from the wet markets in China. And so the Chinese are being taught a lesson through the coronavirus. So this is protecting the poor creatures of Earth who should not be eaten by humans.
That may sound strange to Westerners. And Subramaniam says there is a feeling among many Hindus that the Western world just doesn't get their religion.
People really feel that Indian medicine, Indian cultural practices are superior to the West.
What follows over the next few weeks may put those beliefs to the test. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.